And a great big happy return to hour two of Rosie on the House. We're here this Saturday morning like we are every Saturday morning with our entire team. Part of our team is out on the road in Prescott at the Shade Council, the State Shade Council Seminar.
Shade is the Arizona Nursery Association. This is the Arizona Community Tree Council Annual Conference.
Creating shade throughout all of Arizona. Fantabulous. All right. And I'm here in studio with Jennifer. She's on the phone to take your call. She's our call screener. She'll get your name and your number and what question it is you'd like to talk about. We go open line this particular hour. Anything you'd like to talk about. Maybe you've got a project around the house that is stalled out. It got off to a strong start. You were sure excited about it when you got it going, and now we've just kind of let it sit and sit and sit. Well, we can maybe give you that extra little shove and push to go ahead and get it wrapped up. We've got our broadcast engineer, Mr. Mike Reese, here. All of us are here for one reason, to try and improve your quality of life in, out, and about your Arizona home. So give us a ring. Romy, what kind of weather did you wake up to in Prescott this morning, my friend?
Gorgeous, beautiful, clean, refreshing, crisp. It is awesome. I have slept with the windows down all night. You can't ask for a pretty part of Arizona. And the smells, just the amount of the different vegetation and the tree growth. Saturated creosote is hard to beat, but I think a Prescott morning in the fall might top it.
Couldn't get any better than that, that's for sure. Listen, we're going to be getting a special guest involved in the show here this morning because of a lot of the storms that we've been experiencing here throughout Arizona are creating conditions conducive for homeowners to be taken advantage of. So we're going to be bringing in our own Arizona Register of Contractors Director, William Undell. And we're going to talk about some of the successes he's had here recently, very recently, big successes in putting some of these guys, at least get them off the street. You know, in the Phoenix metro area, we've had the microburst at 40th Street and Greenway occurred about a month ago. Then we've had several flash floods occur just within the last couple of weeks, and Tucson hasn't been immune either. They've suffered some pretty significant surface drainage and flooding as well. All of this lends itself to homeowners being in a desperate situation where they could want to try and find a quick solution from someone that's making themselves conveniently available, and it is horrifying about what the potential could be for being taken advantage of. So y'all need to just proceed with extreme caution. Romy's up in Prescott. I'm here in the broadcast studio. He's usually pushing all the buttons. We have the director on the phone. Let's see if we can bring him into the conversation. Director, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Well, Mr. William Mundell, Director of the Register of Contractors, we're extremely lucky because of all the 472 buttons I had to push to bring you in on air, I pushed the right one. So we're on a good roll this morning.
Well, that shows how talented you are.
Sometimes lucky's okay. Hey, I want to congratulate you on some of the successes you've had. You've pulled a couple guys off the street that were actually using a legitimate licensed contractor's numbers, posing as legitimate contractors. I'll let you tell the rest of the story. You've been very, very successful here.
Well, that's one of the latest scams that we're seeing. We have these unlicensed contractors who put on their business card or their contracts the license number of a legitimate licensed contractor and then dupe and take advantage and scam people. And so what I recommend to homeowners is look on our website and call the phone number listed, on our website for the licensed contractor to make sure that the person is authorized to be representing that company. And yes, we imposed recently one of the biggest fines in the history of the agency, $27,000, $27,500 actually, for numerous violations. This gentleman took advantage of 11 victims. Took their money and did little or no work on 10 of the 11, and one did about a fourth of the job. So that's the latest scam we're seeing. I mean, we've always tried to go after and made it a priority to go after unlicensed contractors. And this is kind of a new scam that we're seeing using a legitimate license number. So I just wanted to alert the public to be aware of that.
Well, it's heartbreaking because this last guy y'all busted, his company had the name something to the effect of Half Price Remodeling or Half Price Fixtures or Half Price Countertops. And you know what? There's nothing half price about giving a deposit and never getting any of the product.
Yeah, that was the name of half-price cabinets, and exactly, took the money and did no work. And so it was really kind of heartbreaking for these homeowners, and we're doing the best we can to try to get them restitution through the courts.
So if we send our Arizona homeowners for their own protection, and I tell them, look, y'all, for every couple minutes, for every half hour you spend researching the contractor you're contemplating using, you're going to save yourself literally days and weeks of agony should you make the wrong decision. So the time expended up front is well worth it. We're going to send them to the registrar's website. That's azroc.gov. Now, once there, Director Mundell, they can search by the person's name, by the company name, and by the license number. What are they going to find?
Well, they're going to find a lot of good information. They're going to find how long the contract. Well, first of all, they're going to find out if the company is licensed or not. That's the number one thing they're going to find. Then number two, they're going to see how long the company's been in business. Number three, they're going to see what kind of license they have. Do they have you don't want to hire someone with a plumbing license to do electrical work or air conditioning work. You want to make sure they have the right type of license for the construction that you want performed. And then also, very important, you're going to see their complaint history to see how many complaints they've had. So I always tell people, look, to see how long a company's been in business, see how many complaints they have, and that's a pretty good indicator of what type of contractor they are. Obviously, if they haven't been in business very long and they have a lot of complaints, that's sort of a red flag, to the homeowner. And we always recommend, as you said, do your due diligence, spend some time. It's going to be one of the biggest investments you make, whether it's remodeling or whatever type of construction work you're doing. If you have time, get three bids and make sure that they've done good work at the previous locations. And especially if it's a big investment, we always suggest try to get referrals and go to see the other work that they've done. You may not be able to get inside, but you can certainly look outside and see what it looks like. So do your due diligence, spend your time. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And then if you want to talk about the recent storms, we can do that. And that kind of is a good segue into that.
Well, the other thing I like to tell people is, the great majority of contractors here in Arizona are doing a decent job. How many of the contractors are providing y'all with a load of complaint resolutions? Is it like less than 10%?
Yeah, Rosie, it's even smaller than that. And that's a good point. I always like to make sure that the public knows that, 97% of our contractors are honest, ethical, hardworking businessmen and women, just trying to make a living. But we have this very small percentage of contractors that get the majority of complaints. I mean, 97% of our contractors get no complaints in any given year. Then we have this very small percentage of 3% that get, numerous complaints. And again, that's why I say go to our website, look to see what their history is, and then check references and referrals. But most contractors are honest, and we're trying to use our resources to go, A, after unlicensed contractors, as we just talked about, or B, the very small percentage of licensed contractors that are the bad apples.
Well, we certainly appreciate you joining us here this Saturday morning for a few minutes and bringing us up to date. And I wanted to take the time to publicly congratulate you on the work you're doing. We've got a couple calls lining up here that have questions about unlicensed contractor, but I won't hold you up. I think they're all questions I can handle. So, again, I appreciate you carving time out of your Saturday morning and joining us here at Rosie on the House.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Thanks a million.
Bye.
Folks, I'm going to turn it over to Romy Romero, who's broadcasting from the Prescott Resort in beautiful Prescott, Arizona. He's going to update us real quick on the digital newsroom at Rosie on the House.
We're going to start with a couple testimonials here. Arizona Chimney Sweep has just got a wonderful rave review. Talk about customer service. This homeowner, Martha, called them out because she thought there was something wrong with her chimney cap and needed a new one. They gave her the price over the phone, said they could be there later that day to install it. Well, they showed up, and turns out her cap wasn't. There was nothing wrong. There was an aesthetic piece that was broken. He said, it's not going to change the function. We can put one up there if you'd like. And she said, no, if it's aesthetic, I won't bother with the cost. She was at least expecting a service charge. They said, no, just call us back when you're ready for it to be clean. She tried to tip him. He said, no, we don't accept tips. So what up? An effort of customer service there by Arizona Chimney Sweep. And I mentioned them because we are getting into the season of, obviously, lighting up our fireplaces, and they've recently started to expand into the Northern Valley. They came up to Prescott and have done a couple big jobs in the past. So Dewey, Humboldt, Prescott Valley, that's Arizona Chimney Sweep. And then New West Blind and Shutters just installed some plantation shutters for John, and we're absolutely pleased. And then this is more of a testimonial for Rosie. Todd wrote in and said, dear Rosie, we have been super cooling the house for the past month. And then I'm going to skip the next five paragraphs here and get to the bottom, because he goes into some extreme depth. They dropped their on-peak use by 31%. He said, I don't even want to think about what my bill would have been through the summer if I hadn't listened to Rosie on the house. That's Todd and Judy calling from, it looks like Central Phoenix zip code. So a couple testimonials there. And I'm looking at the clock. That's all I'm going to have time for today in the digital newsroom. It's Rosie on the house. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you, broadcasting across the entire state of Arizona. We've been in Flagstaff a couple weeks ago, where I'm in Prescott today. We've got the Maricopa County Home Show next week. We got the Saba Home Show coming up in October. No matter where in the great state you are in Arizona, you can rest assured, Rosie on the house is there as well.